Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs. Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. I'm with Ditz, and we're going to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
I don't even know who he is.
It is cuffing season for everyone in the US, including our favorite celeb couple.
So before we get into that, right before we were talking on here, we always have our own like little shit talking session before. But in the group chat, this is controversial for brown people, or I guess people of color, the color of emoji you use. And a lot of people have said the brown that I use is darker than the brown that I am, but that's the brown that I identify with. But for years, people say it's too dark.
It's only one shade too dark. I gave you the one I use, and I think that is more appropriate, but it's, and that's for like, to clarify, this is for like the thumbs up and anything with the hands.
But I do agree with you. You said it is a red flag when people of color use the Caucasian color, the white skin.
Yeah, because our friend NKP said he uses the yellow one, which I think is fine because that's a default. So if you want to use a default, go for it. But if you're actively hitting the hold down button and changing it to a race that is not your own, I think that's a little weird. I might get canceled.
No, I think that's weird, and yellow is acceptable, but if you're not white and you're using the white emoji, and I guess if you're Asian, right, like you're fair, Chinese, Korean, like you use white.
That is totally fine. I think I've dated a lot of Indian girls who use the white thumbs up, and I'm like, I've called them out on it. I'm like, why are you using this color? And it's like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm like, no, you did. Like, this is not the yellow one. You literally chose this.
Yeah, you did realize it, and you're weird.
Red flag central.
Red flag city, for sure. This is married life. When your husband is a physician, and he messaged me yesterday coming home to work on us, and I was so touched. Oh my God, we're working on us. And when he came home, he was like, no, babe. Us means ultrasounds. US ultrasounds.
Such a flex. I think our group chat is actually very celibate these days. We've all been working on ourselves, and you've just been like busy at work, and then when you go on vacation, you're always in your period.
I always get my period, which I talk about it all the time. Every time we go on a trip, or it's a birthday or an anniversary, I get my period. And we discuss this in our group chat with sheets, hot friend sheets. You don't bone on day one or day two. It's like Niagara Falls. Like, it's just not happening. And we get these like weekend trips.
I keep telling you, you should, you know, try the shower. No?
I think we're too geriatric for that. It was funny. I'll get into this in my solo pod, but, you know, they filled up the tub for us at the Ritz-Carlton in Cabo. And I was like, they do not know me. Like, I would not sit in a public tub. And, like, we drained the tub. It was hilarious.
Well, you call that a public tub? It was in your room, though.
Yeah, but, like, do you know how many people have sat in that tub and probably boned?
It's actually kind of hard to bone in a tub. But, you know, probably just mostly foreplay. But that's still whatever.
We drained the tub and we were too tired to bone, as usual. But anywho, I digress. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift today. I mean, this is the Taylor Swift deep dive that we've been wanting to do. But in my experience, right, I am a Swiftie, but I'm a recent Swiftie. I know all her albums. I know all her songs. But I was not a diehard Taylor Swift fan. Like, I wasn't obsessed like how the girlies are.
I actually texted you on Sunday or Monday being like, we got to talk about this because this is your expertise and mine, which is like, I guess, pop culture versus sports. And I'm like, this is happening on every sports podcast I'm listening to. And I was like, I think we can cover it and give a good perspective from both sides.
A millennial perspective as well. And so I've listened to Taylor Swift since she started her career. I know all her songs. And I know in my world, in New York, in fashion, she blew up really with 1989. And I didn't really love that album because it just sounded like too teeny boppery for me. I think her music was young for me, whereas people in their mid-20s, when I was in my early 30s, those are the people that I was working with in fashion. They were obsessed. And I liked some of the songs, like Shake It Off. But for the most part, I was, you know, a Beyoncé fan.
I'm with you. I think 1989 was her best album. I think Blank Space, Bad Blood, Shake It Off, those are the ones that I probably identify with the most in terms of knowing them. And then Trouble, right? Was that another one? I Knew You Were Trouble? Different album.
It's a good song.
And then I think, I don't know her new stuff.
So that's what changed for me.
I'm not Gen Z, so I don't know what's new.
So for me, it was the opposite. Like, I knew all those other albums, but I didn't love them. I liked them, and okay, I was more into, like, Beyoncé and Lemonade in that time. Okay. Now, I kind of can't relate to Beyoncé's new stuff. And I fell in love and became a hardcore Swiftie with Midnights, her latest album. And I think that's just because I relate to the music more. And that's probably because she's come of age and it's older and I can relate.
So I feel like I'm so in the minority here where, like, I think Taylor Swift is great, but, like, my, like, favorite female artists of, like, this generation are, like, Ariana and, like, Rihanna.
Love Rihanna.
Yeah.
If we're ranking, like, Rihanna, for me, beats Taylor Swift. And I know I'm going to get canceled.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm telling you, Rihanna. And then I like Ariana as well. I just don't know. Everyone's different in their likes.
But the problem with Rihanna is she doesn't sing anymore.
Yeah, I agree. Not anymore. This has been 10 years where she hasn't been doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
She made her $1 billion with makeup and she's kind of like, I'm cool. I'm having kids now. Like, goodbye.
Yeah, I get it.
And so that's where I'm at with Taylor. And you, as a straight millennial man, do the girls you date, the people you're seeing, like, do they like Taylor Swift? You know, we're geriatric.
I think everyone does at this point. My mom knows about Taylor, and she's been listening to her music, my geriatric mom. And she was like, oh, we should go to a concert. I'm like, you think we can just like casually swing by and go to a concert? Like, no. But she's like, oh, it seems like, you know, she's probably the biggest artist since like Michael Jackson, the Beatles, Elvis, like that level of crazy. And I'm like, the fact that she knows that means that like Taylor Swift is bigger than anything we've seen.
Absolutely. And now Taylor Swift's dating history, the woman has like the gold list of a roster. Like, you know how they have world's 50 best, like bars, mm-hmm. restaurants, hotels? She has like world's 50 best roster past dating history. I mean, Joe Jonas, Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, Jake Gyllenhaal, which I still think was a PR
mm-hmm.
thing because she was very young.
Yeah, kind of weird. True. Okay.
Connor Kennedy, Harry Styles, Calvin Harris, Tom Hiddleston, Joe Alwyn. I mean, I don't even know. And then she did, they are saying she did date Karlie Kloss, and that might be the love of her life, or lesbian relationship with Karlie Kloss, and they had a falling out. And I believe that.
I think my favorite of all of those is Calvin Harris, because like you and me and your husband were all big EDM fans. And so I definitely enjoyed that period.
She wrote the song You, the one Rihanna sings.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And that was about Calvin Harris, which is pretty iconic. But I think they had broken up already, which is why they made Rihanna sing it or something like that. But now we know she's all about writing about her relationships, just like we exploit relationships here on the pod and our loved ones. She exploits her relationships, she does, and sings about them. And that's why she's famous, because I think her songs are relatable and she's faced a lot of heartbreak and been in a lot of weird situations. I mean, the whole Kim and Kanye thing. I mean, even Dave Portnoy is a Swiftie.
That's right. Yeah. I've been seeing his TikToks and his YouTube videos about it. It's crazy.
I think Taylor Swift making $1 billion with this Eras tour is just like the ultimate comeback. She was always successful, but just everything that's happened to her in love and professionally with...
Is it a comeback? I feel like it's almost like a rebrand.
It's a rebrand, but it's a comeback. Like, she got a lot of shit.
Mm.
You know, for being like the prissy girl or not saying enough. And now she can truly be herself. I think a lot of what she was doing was just what she was told to do. And now she can just be herself because she's made it. I think she's made it.
I mean, she's bigger than anything. Isn't she? Aren't her lyrics getting quoted by senators right now? Like it's everybody. I don't think there's anyone more important in the world right now.
I agree. And when I say, it's not her comeback. It's her comeback, but from facing a lot of backlash. Like, she was not really liked. She was seen as annoying.
Yeah, I could totally see that. But not for me. We love her.
I think in the fashion world with the girlies, like, there was a faction that was, you know, Kim and Kanye, and then there was a side that liked Taylor. And now it's her world, and we're living in it.
Absolutely. It's quite a scene right now.
So fast forward to September. The headlines are reading Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have been dating since mid-September. Okay, mid-September was fucking last week.
Yeah.
Like, they're making this sound like it's some like long-term thing. It just started. It's brand new. For those of us who have no idea, I literally have no idea who is this man, which I know is embarrassing, upsetting to a lot of men.
We'll cover the why that's upsetting, but he is the best tight end in the National Football League. He won the Super Bowl last year with Patrick Mahomes, who everyone knows. He was the number one receiver for him, and he won a Super Bowl a few years before that as well. And I'd say, like, there was a discussion on a podcast this year of, like, who are, like, the big-name NFL stars? So, like, he's probably in the top five or top 10 before, even now. And obviously now he's probably number one in terms of name recognition. But he is probably like, so for those who don't know tight end, it's like, you know, the kind of lines up on the offensive line, but also catches passes like a wide receiver. And the most famous one before was Rob Gronkowski, Gronk. And so Gronk retired. So like basically since that, it's all about Travis Kelce. And if you ever played fantasy football, he's clearly like far and beyond the number one tight end. He's someone that everyone knows in the sports world. And he's just a huge name. And now for, you know, for NFL fans or sports fans who are also music fans, it's like, oh my God, like it's a power couple. So he's not like some scrub who, you know, no one knows about. That's who Travis Kelce is.
Okay, because I thought he was a scrub that no one knows.
Oh my God. So there's been this thing going around on Barstool and a few other places that are saying, you know, girls trolling their boyfriends. Did Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map?
She did.
So not true. The thing is, he's not a he is a big name guy, probably in a very specific demo, but at the same time, like the Super Bowl was huge. He was one of the storylines. He played against his brother in the Super Bowl, and that was one of the big storylines, his brother Jason. They were like doing media stuff for like the whole week or two leading up to it, and his jersey was probably, you know, probably top 15 in the league before all this, and then, you know, for non-quarterbacks, it was probably top five. And now today we saw his jersey sales are going through the roof.
See, I didn't even know that. Like, I did not know he played against his brother. And you would think that would be publicized more the same way this has been.
Interesting. Maybe we're reading different stuff. That's probably it. But also, like,
clearly he, are.
So he also, like, plays for the most recognizable team in the NFL, which is the Kansas City Chiefs, who have won, like, two of the last four Super Bowls. And they're, like, the favorites. And they're always on prime time. So he gets a lot of TV time. As it is. And he's always like the first or second interview along with his quarterback after the game ends. So he is a pretty big name star. And like, I understand football is a little niche, but 30 million people play fantasy football and there's 300 million people in this country. So like, that's just people who play fantasy football. Then you have sports fans, you have football fans. So he's, I don't know what a household name even means, right? Like, is it half the country should know about him? Because yes, maybe now half the country knows about him. Before that, it was 20-30%. So I think it's not about putting him on the map. It's more that he was, yeah, he was on a bit of the map, and now he's just, everyone sees him on the map now.
I think the key word you said was country.
Mm-hmm.
With Taylor, we're talking world.
Okay. All right. Fair. That's a fair point. Because I think then, if you want to talk any U.S. athlete, no one, the only equivalent would be if she were to date Messi, right? That's the only, like, global sports icon, or one of four of them.
That I get.
Right.
This I don't, but in our little bubble in America, he's a thing.
Yes. That's what I actually agree. If you live outside the U.S., you probably should not know who Travis Kelce is. If you live in America, you know, you probably, as long as you have access to someone who follows the NFL or plays fantasy football, you should know who, you should have known who he was. I think, but maybe that's me being biased.
And I'm going to post this because it's a very popular topic right now. And, you know, I'm going to get canceled for saying that. I had never heard of this man.
But your husband definitely knows who he is, right?
I guess. Yeah, you guys know, but the world doesn't know.
That's true. That's a fair
point. But I know who Messi is.
Yeah, because Messi is bigger than soccer, right? It's kind of like Taylor Swift is bigger than music and Messi is bigger than sports. Michael Jordan was bigger than sports. So LeBron James, there's not many people like that, right? And even in the NFL, there's not been anyone like that besides Tom Brady. So that would be the only person.
What is weird is the TikTok algorithm showed me who he was prior to this news getting out there, because there was an interview with one of the big young TikTokers named Alex Earl. She's huge. And they asked her who her dream guy was. And she said, Travis Kelce. And I was like, okay, whatever. Don't know who that is. And imagine now he's like with Taylor Swift. So that was the first time I heard of him, but I didn't even go bother looking him up because I thought, okay, whatever, don't know who he is. But now we all know who he is. And I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this. She has put him on the map.
Oh, we're gonna have to agree to disagree on this one, but you know, he is. I guess it depends on the. I think she put him on the global map. I will agree on that. But she did not put him on the US map. Within the US, people should have known him. That's my final take.
So they were filming the stadiums, and you know, the Eras tours are selling out multiple days with football stadiums. They were empty seats at the stadiums. So just saying, like, she's filling out stadiums and these football games, like, there are empty seats.
Interesting. Well, I like I said, she's bigger than anything right now, right? In terms of music or in general. And I think that every single concert of hers is like the Super Bowl, if you think about it. Like Taylor Swift wouldn't do the Super Bowl. She's bigger than the Super Bowl. I think they may have asked her and she probably said no. She's like, why would I do the Super
I've
Bowl?
done that for a year.
And they got Usher instead, you know?
Well, a little background on Kelce. Apparently, he's been on a reality show on E, a dating reality show, where he actually was with 50 women in 2016, one from each state, and they competed for his heart, and he ended up choosing Maya Benberry from Kentucky.
I did
Then
not know this. Oh,
neither did I, because I didn't even know who he was. And then he dated for a year. And then he dated Kayla Nicole, a sports broadcaster from 2017 to 2022, May. And then they called it quits. And then he was with Zuri Hall, who was or is an Access Hollywood correspondent. And
okay.
now he's seeing Taylor Swift.
I mean, that's a huge upgrade because I don't think I know any of those other people. I'm sure they're great, but you can't go bigger than Taylor Swift.
You cannot. And he is 6'5" and 33, and she is 5'11" and 33. And so I feel like they're a good match physically as
Yeah,
well.
definitely. And I think I was listening to a pod that was like, this is a different type of guy than, you know, just in terms of looks than she's dated before. Like, he's a manly man. Like, you know, he's burly, he's muscular, you know, a bit of a lumberjack thing. It's like kind of, you know, it's good. He's not, you know, the skinny sort of
Yeah, she dates like the Twilight looking,
Yeah, I didn't know how to say it.
like a Cullen looking guy, and now she's with this jacked,
Yeah,
you know,
he's also like
beast of a
he's
man.
a guy's guy. Like we like guys like that. We would all love to look like Travis Kelce as guys. And then girls are into that too. I think it's like a great look for everyone.
It's perfect because they are both what the majority of people want to look like, right? Like every
Yeah.
guy wants to be 6 foot, muscular, burly, and every girl wants to look like a supermodel.
And you love the beard as well.
I love the beard. And, you know, I did not know who he was, but now I know. And he seems like a humble, nice guy, like a goofball kind
I
of.
actually think it's a good match. Like, I don't think she could date Tom Brady. Because if you remember that Hamptons party, the white
Yes,
party?
the one Michael Rubin, the billionaire, had, and everyone was there.
Everyone said that Tom Brady was gonna, you know, because he was newly single, was gonna hook up with someone like a Taylor Swift there. And I don't think that would have worked, even though they are actually both on the same level, if you think about it.
They're in the same stratosphere, and it wouldn't have worked because they're too similar, and they both probably have to be the center of attention.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Whereas in this case, this guy seems like he's so excited to just be next to her, and he's proud of her and wants her to shine. Whereas Tom Brady's like, I'm the star.
Right, but he's also like done enough things that he's not just like some average Joe, if you know what I mean. And I think that certain athletes have that level of humbleness that like someone in Hollywood doesn't have. You know, like I don't want to like, you know, specify like a Tom Hiddleston. Like those guys are still like, they still have a big ego, you know. But I think he's a star adjacent, let's say, and he doesn't have that level of, you know, ego.
No, and a lot of, you know, if you look at the guy she's dated, you know, they're a little, you know, flamboyant, I'll say, and probably have an ego or are cultured. And, you know, this guy probably wants to chill with his family.
Yeah. So just going to the game, just to like tell you about the game, like a random regular season game, like week two, it is a blowout. Like it's Kansas City versus Chicago in the late slot. I don't even think I was watching. And it was like the final score was 41-3. The game was over in the first 10 minutes. But it's the game that everyone's been calling the Taylor Swift game.
Crazy.
Did you see what was happening during the game, or at least the highlights after?
I did. She was apparently eating ranch. Like there was just a plate of ranch next to her with no fries, like nothing to dip into the ranch, just ranch. So they're like, she's eating ranch. And she was really bum chummy with Travis's mom. And I thought that's a little aggressive, because you need to get to know each other, I feel, before meeting the parents.
But maybe they were friends for a bit before. And also, I was hearing that she made her own dressing. She like mixed mayo and ketchup, apparently. That's what they said. Like, you know, a classic. And she was dipping chicken fingers in there, and she was eating it very daintily. She cleaned up after herself before leaving the suite. It was like a lot of like very polite things, and just like, wow, this is not just some like Hollywood starlet. This is someone who actually is, you know, a normal, polite, down to earth character.
Well, the timeline is that in July he went to the Eras tour and he wanted to meet her and ask for her number. Mm-hmm. He wanted to ask her out. He was actively, you know, trying to date her, and he was denied access because apparently he doesn't talk before or after her shows to preserve her voice.
That makes sense.
He has to sing 44 songs.
Shoot or shoot. I mean, I love it. I love that for him.
And then he mentioned her, you know, in a podcast or something. And then the next thing you know, she's at his game. And now, you know, she's saying that he's saying that his deal breakers are high maintenance women. And he wants someone humble and grounded, and he wants someone to be around his mom. That, you know, his mom is the love of his life. And so she's playing her cards right, clearly. And I think that's what every guy wants, right? Everyone wants someone to treat their mom well.
So the other discussion point is this a real relationship, or is it just for the media? PR stunt.
Everyone is saying this is a real relationship and that this is the one, like, they're going to get married, like this is the relationship. I have also heard, on the contrary, in the media, that Taylor seems to take on the personality and interests of the person she's with.
Interesting. We talked about this on the pod before. Chameleons.
Chameleons, yeah. They're calling her a chameleon in the media, that she tends to, you know, start doing things that the guy does, and even her dress sense, like everything changes according to who she's dating.
I mean, I think it's, you know, this happens a lot. Like, a lot of times girls aren't really into sports, but you date someone who's like, you know, a big Yankees fan, like all of a sudden you're wearing the hat, you're into it. And then you break up and you date someone who's, you know, a Cubs fan, and then you're into that. Like, I don't know. That's okay. She's just doing it at a very high level.
And because of her roster, it seems like she's had a type, right? These are all like lanky men that have this vampire emo vibe, and it's like dark energy. And here she is with this like Travis guy that's always smiling with his family and a powerhouse. Like, he's a beast. He's a football player. This guy is a machine.
So, like, the question is she just going to go to all the games the rest of the season now? Because the season ends in, like, February.
Well, I don't think she can, because she's a powerhouse herself and has to perform.
It's true. I also, to be fair, I don't know what her tour dates are. I know there's a bunch next summer.
It's, like, every day.
Okay. I do know that the Chiefs are in New York City next week on Sunday. So, on Sunday night, actually. So, everyone's like waiting with bated breath to see if she comes to that.
But she also just broke up with the last guy. So it's like, does she just move on really quickly?
Yeah, she does the things that we tell our friends to do after breakups. Like, you know, you can cry for like a week or two, then move on.
Yeah, she does. I think they're just friends right now and hanging out. I don't think they did anything, but being with the mom was a little aggressive.
I think that they maybe they haven't like boned or done anything that way, but they're probably like going on dates, making out, like having fun, getting to know each other, just like, you know, the rest of us normal people.
What do you think's gonna happen to this man?
So there's, I mean, his play has been great. You know, he's been scoring touchdowns. He's still the best tight end in the league. The question is, what are his teammates, you know, are they like ribbing him? Are they playing Taylor Swift songs in the locker room? Like,
for sure. That's,
and then away games, like, are, you know, are they going to make fun of him at away games like the other fans? Like, and will he care, you know?
What's your prediction?
About like if they end up together or get married or something? I don't know. I'm so bad at this, like, kind of guessing. But like, look, if you think about it, marriage isn't the end goal. Let's look at the best example of an NFL player and a celebrity was Tom Brady and Giselle. They got married, they had three kids, and then they got divorced. So, like, what the hell did any of us know?
And they got divorced way later, like, after the fact, because he wanted to keep playing football.
Yeah. Geriatric divorce.
Geriatric divorce. I don't know. I think this might be one for the long haul, because it's just perfect. It's like we said, you've got the star football player and then the pop star. And it's like two things America loves: sports, football, Taylor Swift, country music, pop music. It's like a match made in heaven.
If you think about it, it's like a high school. It's like in high school, the football player and then the cheerleader who's also like the theater kid, but like, or something, music kid. But it's like if the music thing was cooler than being a football player. I don't even know if there's an equal, but it's like, it feels like a very elevated high school type thing.
And even though she is not relatable and does not live a relatable life, we feel like she does.
Yeah, I think so. She's very relatable.
Like, she owns like the most properties. Like, each home is worth like $40 million.
She's the girl next door.
But we want to see her next door. She's the girl next door. And, you know, it's all like fairies and sparkles and glitter. That's what we want. Now, my concern in all of this, he's a football player. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who you are. We've seen The Weeknd break Bella Hadid's heart. We've seen, you know, Emrata, this weird producer guy she married, cheated on her. It's like, the hottest girls are getting cheated on and dumped. Like, how is this guy going to keep his pants zipped up?
I think the answer is that there's a few things, I think. First, it seems like they started with friendship, which I think is very important, right? It seems like they're like friends, and then they're trying to see if something can develop out of it. I could be completely wrong, by the way. This is what I want to believe. And the second is that I feel like she is so much bigger than anything that, like, I think if he ever did cheat on her, he'd be done. Like, ever, like, I feel like if you are anyone who cheated on Taylor Swift, like, that guy, no one's hooking up with that guy. Like, you're done.
I think it's a little reminiscent. I don't know if you remember this. In our prime millennial years, Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, there you go. Another football. And yeah, that's a good one. Forgot about that. Look at you.
They were together and they were madly in love.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not end well.
All I remember is that Tony Romo took Jessica Simpson to Mexico on a holiday right before he played the Giants, my team, in a playoff game that he lost. And the New York media just destroyed him after that. And I loved it. I thought it was great.
And she, in her own right, is a billionaire as well. You know, she has her apparel and shoe line that makes billions that people really don't know about. Now she's with a Wharton MBA who was an ex-football player, you know. But I think that's my only concern here. The whole football athlete lifestyle, you know, there's a lot of women involved.
I also think football, like, you know, he's 33. He's not going to play for that long. Like, he has maybe 5 to 7 years left, I think. Maybe less, who knows, with injuries. And also the football season is only September to, you know, early February every year, you know, and that's if you make the Super Bowl. So I think, like, the, you know, unless you're like a crazy person like Tom Brady, who, like, he made it like his whole life, like in the off season, whatever. You know, I think most football players are pretty chill. And then, you know, February through August, say training camp, they're around. Like, he'll probably go touring with her. You know, he'll be there. I think he'll support her.
You think he's going to be in the stands with his mom?
I think so. Well, you know, we go back to the whole mom thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing necessarily to bring the mom in. I think it's like, you know, makes him seem more relatable, and it's Indian families do that all the time, right? Like, you see people on reality TV shows, and it's like the first date the mom's involved, you know?
Exactly.
But we have a
just
friend.
Just not with us, because we've punished our parents because they are too involved, and we created boundaries.
Well, we know someone who takes girls to family weddings, and then
yes, so our good friend takes every girl to family weddings, family Thanksgivings, family Christmas events. So in this case, we always say, if our friend takes you to an event with family, that means you're getting dumped. It's not a good sign in this case.
The kiss of death.
It's the kiss of death. If you're invited to our friend's Thanksgiving, wedding, or Christmas,
even an engagement party, if you meet the mom, it's over.
Oh, we won't name his name.
He's gonna be so bad when he hears us.
Every girl he has taken to meet the parents or meet the family, it ended shortly after. It's like a Ponzi scheme.
Oh man, everyone needs therapy after that.
I'm sure they're all in therapy. All of them.
But I think this is slightly different, I hope.
So what is slightly suspicious for me, you started off the pod today saying it's cuffing season. That's what's suspicious for me, that we are going to get this curated Pinterest board of football/Hollywood Thanksgiving, Halloween costumes, Christmas, like family photos for PR, for publicity.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cynical view, but maybe it's a budding romance that started from friendship.
During like the perfect holiday season.
Oh yeah. No one is starting a relationship in the summer, right? Maybe you're summer's for flirting, kind of like, you know, Instagram, whatever, DM slides. And then in the fall, you get to know each other, and then cuffing season, the holidays, and then you're wiped up by, you know, the holidays.
I'm waiting for flannel, pumpkin spice, turkey carving photos.
It's from already that. Yeah, it's already started here. I mean, we've had in New York this crazy like rain hurricane, your type of Miami weather actually. But now it's like we've, you know, I see pumpkin spice everywhere. I see the flannels. I see the vests. All of it, and I'm here for fall. I'm ready for it.
Have you ever tried pumpkin spice, like a pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah, it's good. It's just not for me. It's like, it's okay. I'm not going to hate on it. I like pumpkin other things, though. Pumpkin pie, you know.
Yeah, I love pumpkin pie, but I do not like PSLs. Do not like them. Never liked them. I tried it once and I didn't understand. It tastes like chemicals and pumpkin.
There are some other good pumpkin things that I would recommend, like pumpkin ravioli. Someone told me about that recently.
Delicious. Or butternut squash pumpkin ravioli.
Yeah, and then just like pumpkin... just like as a side, I don't know, with like any kind of food you're having, like a salad, you could put it in a salad.
Yeah. Well, we're waiting for the next Taylor, Travis, love their names together. I'm sure they have a name coming up, a blended name coming up. I'm waiting for the next headline and let's see what happens. Let's see if we're right. Do you think this is the guy? I think this is the guy.
I hope so, but I'm an idiot. What the hell do I know? Do you know how many times we talked about, like, oh, this is it, you're next, like all this dumb shit we've said on the pod before, and like, you know.
We sound like total morons if you listen to past episodes. Like, nothing has been accurate, and none of us listen to the advice.
I mean, you just got abused in the group chat today by NKP because you had told him you're getting married in 2021.
Yes, I did make that foolish prediction. And here we are.
And he's dumped a few girls or had some breakups since then. So, yeah.
They're all in therapy. They probably all, well, I won't give much away. So anyways, I'll keep my mouth shut. Thanks for coming on. And me and you were so excited to do this podcast today because it's something we both kind of were able to talk about with regard to Hollywood.
Yeah. Normally it's like you're telling me something and I'm like, yeah, I read about this once. Well, I was like, yo, I know a lot of stuff on this topic, and I was really excited. I was really ready, and I was listening and I was like, why am I listening on so many podcasts? I was like, wait, I know someone who has a podcast. We got to talk about it.
Perfect. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. And Dits, thank you for coming on as usual and giving your input. A lot of people have been mad at you lately on this podcast, and I say it's okay. A lot of people are complaining that they don't like you anymore, and we are aware, and that's life when you gain confidence.
Wait, what was the reason not like you? What was the reason why people said that they didn't like me? Because I'm honest and like give like a
you're honest, and you're now cocky or full of yourself, or you have a high body count, or like the stupidest reasons.
I think it's ridiculous because it's like I just put myself out there, and over time, if you're single, you're going to end up dating a lot of people. So
they want you. What is it DJ Khaled said? They don't want you to glow up. They don't want you to be happy. They want you overweight in a lockdown.
Yeah, like they were happy when I was like miserable with dating. And it's like when I'm happy single. And I'm happy when I'm dating people now. And I'm happy when it ends. It's like I'm happy no matter what, you know?
Happiness is a mindset, and that I noticed that in my life too. And we're not knocking the people that have those opinions because everyone's allowed to have their opinion, but I think that's what it is.
I mean, haters gonna hate, right? That's a Taylor. Hey,
people want you to remain as the version of you that they fell in love with, and people change in life.
Yeah, thank you, Taylor, for that one. Haters gonna hate. Just gotta shake it off.
Take it off. Love that. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.